Right now it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio, and we bring in Thorin Christianotter. Thorin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, and I want to take a moment to start, first of all, to thank all the volunteers that managed somehow in most towns to put together a service. I know over in New York, Millerton, as they always did, and Dover and Amenia teamed up over here in Connecticut. Sharon even changed the parade at the last minute to 1 o'clock so they could avoid the bad weather. Cornwall had services. Falls Village had services. So everybody that – and it was a lot of work because we had such crummy weather for 5 days. So congratulations to all those people. Did you get out and look at any of the events?
I personally did not know.
It was just 5 days of probably the worst weather for a Memorial Day weekend I've seen in 20 years.
It was a lot of rain. It was, if we're looking at half glass full, we needed the rain. So, you know, that was the good side.
We could have gotten warmer temperatures with the rain.
We could have, yes. You could always say that.
It was cold. I actually had to turn the heat back on at my house, which I've never, ever done.
We had to get a fire going again in our fireplace.
All right. Well, we'll start off with the new issue, which is out and about and up on the web, mainstreetmag.com. And C.B. Wismar has a great article, The Call of the Wild, Thomas Blagden and the Experience of Nature.
He is our artist profile for the month. And what do you think of his photos? Aren't they incredible?
Oh, I've known the Blagden family since I was a little kid. I think they're amazing, absolutely stunning. And they're stunning when you look at them on your internet pages, but they're even more stunning when you actually see them in person. They really are amazing.
I could only imagine. Yeah, when CB sent me the selection, I had a hard time choosing, and I was just in awe of the photos. And, you know, reading his story fascinating, but I also love the connection he has here locally, specifically with Great Mount Forest and all the photography he's been doing for them.
Yeah, it's when I look at there was a movie out that I think it was Walter Mitty. It was a comedy feel good movie, but in it Sean Penn played a photographer. Okay, that took wild pictures like this. And when I saw that movie, the person I thought of was Thomas Blagden.
Oh, really?
Well, because in the movie, he went to some mountaintop to get a picture of some sort of, I'll say, yak, okay? And you see the pictures that photographers like Thomas Blagden take, and you imagine, it's just taking a picture. But it's so far, it's so much more than just taking a picture. They just have to know what they're shooting for, where to do it, and it looks effortless, and it's not. So it's a great first story to take a look at to start off the month of June.
Glad you liked it.
Yeah, it was good. I know the next person also of in your next article. That's what happens when you get so old.
You live in a small community like this, so you get to know everyone.
Yeah, you're, and that is building houses for 46 years. Really, Rick McHugh has 46 years. Well, then again, I've been on the radio for 50 years, so I can understand that. But it's once again another great article about someone who makes things look so great, and it almost looks effortless, and the work that goes into building houses, and especially over 46 years, is simply stunning.
Yeah, Christine's entrepreneur feature this month features Rick McHugh, because she was, for her real estate article, also focusing on new construction, so it kind of went hand in hand for her, and I'd never heard of him, just because I guess I'm not in the building business. But I found it fascinating to, you know, hear various sides of it, how he runs his business, has run it, the fact that he doesn't have to advertise, you know, is of course of interest to you and me. But, you know, that just shows you what a good, contractor he is, for the fact that it's word of mouth purely and has been for so many years. You know, that just speaks volumes.
Well, that's when you know how somebody in a local area, when they're around so long.
Yes.
They just are there, and people know that's the person I'm going to call.
Exactly.
And I think that's what we all strive to do when we start a business, is to have that longevity and that security and that feeling where people come to you, you know you can deliver for them. Now we'll change it totally different. When I was a kid, I lived on a farm. My grandmother used to make all the food from scratch. And one of the things which I never liked rhubarb, all right? My grandmother used to make a great strawberry rhubarb pie. And it was unbelievable. And it changed the way you can make a pie with an incredible crust and then something that's both sweet and tart. And so you've got a nice story on strawberry rhubarb pie.
That's our recipe of the month, and Libby and Caroline were busy making one. And it's funny you say you never liked rhubarb, because I have memories of my grandmother's garden where she grew rhubarb, and the neighborhood kids always used to, because she had one of the biggest gardens in her neighborhood in Iceland, and the kids, you know, neighborhood kids would try to go in there to steal her rhubarb. But I was the second oldest of about 12 grandkids, and I remember going, you know, back there and her working in her garden. She would give us a little cup of sugar before we'd pick our own rhubarb, and then we could dip it to work off the tartness. But ever since then, for me personally, you know, tasting rhubarb brings me right back to when I was 4 or 5 years old and in my grandmother's backyard. So, you know, I loved reading this, and I'm excited to maybe I'll consider – I'm not a big baker, but consider making this for just for that nostalgia.
I love to cook. I hate baking. If you're going to make a recipe, when you cook meats or anything like that, you can add your little flair to it. But if you're baking, you have to follow the recipes to the letter. And I'm just not good at that. So if I'm going to have a piece of strawberry rhubarb pie, I'm going to get it from somebody I know who's a good baker.
There you go.
You know, I looked at, we're speaking with Lauren Christendotta from Main Street Magazine. It's not your imagination, new houses going up everywhere. I love this story because on my ride around the area, I have seen so many for sale signs in the past year and a half go up, and every one of those houses has been sold.
I was going to say, you've seen the signs go up and down.
And down right away. And yeah. Also, if you want to get something done, most of the contractors are busy because they're either rebuilding, retooling, or building brand new houses. So your story, it's not your imagination, new houses going up everywhere, really hits the mark.
Christine and I have been talking about this for a while. You know, she's obviously a realtor as well. But, you know, with I think you and I talked about it last week, the just influx of people up here and the crazy real estate market and the fact that there are just so many new folks who are now building or are just like, oh, screw it. We want to build that house, build that addition. But yeah, there have also been a lot of, you know, land sales and people just building completely new. So it was interesting for, you know, to read this and see, you know, her looking at all the different angles of it and what the appeal is and where and how and the kind of houses and the, still the demand that the contractors are having is just incredible.
Yeah, it really is like I've got a tree waiting for the rest of it to come down, and it's simply that the people that are doing the tradespeople, and they deserve it. We've had a rough last year, and even before that, it hasn't been great. So these tradespeople are being able to make hay while the sun's shining, and it's so good because they support our local economy.
They do.
We have so many tradespeople out there, and they support our local economy. So it's good to see them getting all this work. Finally, for this morning, someone who is just as nice as a piece of strawberry rhubarb pie, and that is your story. You do all stories on Republicans, Democrats, Independents. You do these profiles, and Dee Dee Barrett is an amazing woman.
We started some months ago, I think, or maybe it was last year before COVID. Doing yes, they are political profiles, but we view more as just, you know, profiles, you know, people profiles. And you're right. We started with Mark Molinaro, who is a Republican. You know, we've had mayors, all kinds of, you know, people in political positions. And we're just curious about people. So, you know, they just happen to be, you know, here or there, where, you know, wherever on the scale. And so we feel an obligation to for us just personally to get to know the people who represent us and to know more about them so that we make a better informed decision when it comes to going to the voting docks.
You know, whenever I see a local politician, whether it's in Connecticut, New York, or Massachusetts, or interview them, it takes my mind back to the founding of this country, and that is our Senate and our House was always populated by local people, and those local people left their trades, and they did their 2 years, their 4 years, and most of the times went back to the community to live and work in that community. And you still see that type of representative government on the local level in most states, where it kind of goes away on the national level. It's just people who do their civic duty, who serve their community, and then go back to what they used to do. And that's what I love about looking at most of our politicians around here. You do look at them as people first and party second. And that's something that's not done nationally.
No, you're completely right. And Dee Dee's story here is a good example of it. And I'll be honest, I knew some things about her, and I certainly knew her signs because they are plastered everywhere. Her folks are great at campaigning for her with her signs. But reading her story, it really put her on that local community level and, you know, made you feel almost neighborly. And, you know, her family is from Ancromdale. They're farmers. And to learn about her history here and what she does and how she, you know, works within the community. And I love the fact that her favorite thing to do to, you know, communicate with the her neighbors and her constituents is to is what she calls the local diner tour, and goes to these diners that are here and all over. Yeah, and talks to the folks.
I just think it's great by interviewing these people, because you see them as people, and that's one thing that's great, whether it's Brent Colley in Sharon, or whether it's any of these people that serve our area. You don't look at them as a Democrat or Republican. You look at them as your neighbor, and you vote because you know them. And I think these articles that you do point that out and make it more pointed than ever, and show the big difference between what real political action is, as opposed to the national political action. So I think your previews like this on our different people that serve us, or whether they're in ambulance squads or whether they're in government, really brings that home.
Good. Glad that we checked all our boxes when we decided to touch the political issue, because, you know, as I mentioned before, it's something that I decided early on not to, you know, politics or religion, didn't want to touch it. But, you know, a few years back when we started discussing this, and we were just so curious about it, and I personally was like, you know, when it comes to voting, I want to know who these people are, rather than just like, oh, you know, here are the five things that they stand for. I want to know, you know, more about them personally, because, you know, especially here locally, when you go vote, it's very personal, and it you want someone who understands your issues, where you live, in the community that you're in, and the things that matter to that community. And so that's the reason that we do these profiles the way we do, and we hope that, you know, people get a different perspective or learn something, and maybe there's something in some of these candidates that, you know, makes sense for them when it comes to time to go vote.
Well, that's just a few of the stories you'll find at Main Street Magazine. The magazine is throughout the area, where you can pick it up for free. Of course, their companion website, mainstreetmag.com. Thorin, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds terrific.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
Main Street Magazine here on Robinhood Radio, and you can find Main Street Magazine at Main Street Magazine is at mainstreetmag.com.